I'm Amy Sanderson. I'm from West Yorkshire in England. I'm involved in Evolving Minds and I run the Evolving Minds group in Bradford. Evolving Minds is an open public forum for anyone who's got an interest in mental distress and mental experiences and alternative ways of being and alternative approaches. I've had several diagnoses ranging from depression, bipolar, borderline personality disorder. I don't think I fit in any of those boxes and I don't want to have to tick a box to say who I am. From my experiences in hospital, I came out very dismayed, very disillusioned. I didn't find any insight to what I was going through. I felt like I was just doped up, sacked off. No real answers given or no real treatments given. I was doped up put in front of the television for weeks on end. Even without the doping up, weeks in front of television is not going to do your sanity any good. I came out feeling that things have to change. Things really do have to be addressed differently. I've just started up the Evolving Minds group in Bradford. We've had our first meeting, which went well, and that's also going to incorporate a Mad Pride group in there, so there's going to be a lot of campaigning and a lot of discussion and talking and exploration. It's going to be a public open forum for anyone who come along, professionals, mental health service users, survivors, anyone who's interested. One that was really moving recently was the Soteria meeting, where a lady came up and gave her experiences of going through mental distress with minimum medication and maximum social support, maximum personal support. And it was really, really moving. And it's now instigated a movement where we are going to be starting our own Soteria centre. The bed push, the idea was a crazy escape from the psychiatric hospital, away from coercive psychiatry. Coercive psychiatry is basically forced medication where you're restrained and injected with a strong sedative, Accuphase, and strong antipsychotic mixed in there too. We started from an acute psychiatric centre in Bradford, which is actually a private facility, which is unusual in the UK. It's basically taking advantage of what's missing in the NHS and charges them double. We started from there, which was quite scary for me because I'd just finished doing a placement there with my college course. So I had to go in disguise in a big cap and sunglasses. And yeah, that's kind of bizarre. So we went from there, all dressed in our pyjamas, pushing a bed with a figure on. It had George Bush's face on, actually. Pyjama dressed figure in strapped to the bed in handcuffs. So we started off from there in our pyjamas and chased by a 9-foot syringe with hugs, not drugs, and with the kiss message on a website. That's www.kissit.org. So we went all the way over the Pennines, set of high hills going down the middle of England. 36 miles in all, over 3 days. We got really, really good positive sort of feedback from the public. It was pretty mind-blowing how positive it was. We had on the journeys, we had people go, "You're out of your mind, you're out." It was the hottest summer in several years, and we were sweating our guts out, pushing this bed up these massive hills. We had people passing us fivers off the bikes. We had old people giving us money at the bus stop. And we had people pulling over in their cars and wanting to know what it was about. And everyone, once we explained our cause to look into holistic approaches to mental health, once we explained what was actually the reality in mental health hospitals here, which is medication is the big priority there, isn't holistic. It doesn't approach sort of social situations. It doesn't approach sort of personal, spiritual crises. It's all about medication and put you in front of daytime TV to chain smoke. That's it. So once we explained that, when we explained what we were campaigning for, everyone was positive. Everyone. It was really It was really quite overwhelming. We met up with the demonstration that was going on in Manchester. There was a lot of people there to greet us, and we got a big cheer at the end. I think we raised a lot of awareness. We had a lot of media coverage, national coverage and local coverage in the media. So, yeah, that was something that came off from Evolving Minds Ideas. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Hi, I'm Rufus May. I'm living in West Yorkshire. I'm from London originally, and I'm one of the organisers of Evolving Minds, and I work in Bradford as well, trying to promote self-help groups and a creative approach to people's healing, both within the psychiatric system and outside of that. I got my first relevant work experience in the psychiatric system as a patient when I kind of got sectioned when I was 18. I had a lot of alternative experiences, mind states to do with almost like a dream world that I entered, where there's a spiritual warfare going on, and there's a lot of espionage ideas and ideas about battles between the East and West and good and evil and communism and capitalism. In that maelstrom, I found myself in a psychiatric hospital and being forced to take neuroleptic medication, and I found that quite difficult, and no one was talking to me about my experiences. And I witnessed a lot of other people just their lives disappearing down the drain, really. I saw people just becoming more and more isolated in there, more and more ignored by society and by the people who were supposed to be caring for them. A lot of black people, I was in a hospital where I was one of the few white people, and I lost a couple of friends who were in that system who died either through suicide or health problems partly caused by over-medication. So I was very motivated when I managed to get out of that matrix to go back into it, posing as a professional. So I spent many years training in psychology and kept quiet about my previous identity as a schizophrenic, and came in as a clinical psychologist into the system and found myself on the other side, really. And the idea was to be a kind of agent of change, like a kind of wooden horse that goes into a system and it says, hey, look how ridiculous this is. Although I've tried to change the system from the inside, I've realised in doing that actually the mental health system will only change when society wants something different. You have to work with the whole of society, not just try and reform institutions. And Evolving Minds came about after showing a film made by Mel Gunasena that looks at alternative approaches to psychotic states. She interviews a Buddhist monk, a shaman, a spiritual psychologist, and a nutritional therapist. We showed that as a public audience in my hometown of Hebden Bridge, which is 15 miles from Bradford. 60 people came out on a freezing cold night to watch the film in a public venue. And then we had a really good discussion about the pros and cons of medicine and alternatives. From that, developed an interest group that's turned into a public meeting that meets monthly in a pub. We look at alternative approaches to healing, and we look at the social issues around that. So we'll look at anything from how do you deal with suicidal ideas to how do you deal with the emotional impact of war, and how do we create peace both in our personal lives, but how do we also create peace in our communities and on a bigger level.
My name is Andrew Ward, and most people call me Menzel, you know. Well, I'm from Lancashire, you know. I went to see an ordinary doctor, really, for what I would say, like, physical problems, and they referred me to a psychiatrist who, if you ask me, asked me some very ridiculous questions and made some presumptions very quickly, like, you know. I don't think he really looked in depth, you know, at myself saying this, you know, because to me, it's like I've gone through some darkness or something, you know, but I had a serious, well, when I say a serious accident, I got a really bad smack under the chin, falling off a roof, you know, which I might have been unconscious, I don't know, because this was up on the tops, you know, so there was nobody else about, really. I came round and, you know, I were all right, but I don't know whether that has sort of had some ongoing effect later on, you know, because I've still got, like, mad things going on a physical level, you know. But one thing I say, like, everything affects everything, you know, your environment. Evolving Minds, it's, you know, it's just, it's a meeting set up for people to come along and sort of express anything they like, really, you know. It's a place where, you know, you can come and just get out of your head whatever's in there, and nobody sort of judges you or anything, like, you know. It's where your thoughts and yourself can be accepted, I think, like, you know. It's good. Well, madness is, you know, it's like we're in the year 2005, aren't we? And people think they're very clever, you know. But, I mean, instead of, like, the mind becoming bigger and that, like, it's almost like we've put everything in cages and boxes and that, like, you know, words. And it's like you say words and it's like translation and stuff, you know. What I say is, what is madness, you know, is like, if you look at the world and society and how it's all being run, and we're destroying our habitat, you know, we're destroying the place where we live, well, surely that's madness. So somebody who sees that and decides to do as little damage as possible, really, and thinks about it, you know, because it does, everything counts, doesn't it, you know? I think so. One person starts to realise something and open their mind up, and they go out and they talk to somebody else, but just one person thinking something makes a difference. But then that one person goes out and, you know, it's like what you think affects your whole being. I mean, I'm into energy fields and all that lot, like, you know, and it's like that's part of the universe, and it's that person goes out and travels around and bumps into different people, and, you know, a bit of energy and all that gets exchanged, and then they talk to people, which is sort of a more powerful thing, isn't it, you know? So gradually, you know, sort of hopefully people get their eyes and their minds opened a little bit and start questioning what's actually going on in the world and who's saying what, you know, because a lot of people just take it for granted because it's written in a newspaper or, you know, put on the TV or something like that. Oh, yeah, okay. You know, if somebody's in that state, in a fragile state, vulnerable, yeah, some people do need help, but I think you have to, it's like the balance of things, you know, you've got to be careful not to put in too much to help. It's easy to spoil something, isn't it, you know, because, I mean, it's, I think, like, cracking up, it's like shedding a skin, you know, the cracking of a shell, and it's part of somebody becoming more whole, part of a becoming process, a learning thing or something, like, you know, it's like something's dropping away, but hopefully a better person comes out if they're allowed to.